This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. The Iowa Egg Council donated thousands of nutrient-dense eggs to the Food Bank of Iowa. We'll have more right after this.
Here's a special spring offer for Iowa Agribusiness Radio listeners. Right now, receive 15% off your soil testing costs with Farmers Edge Laboratories. With fast turnaround times, get your results in under 3 days. Experience exclusive pricing and shipping programs designed to meet your budget and timeline requirements. Take advantage of this special offer by calling 888-576-6777 or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more.
As part of the Sack Hunger campaign, the Iowa Egg Council donated 14,100 dozen eggs to the Food Bank of Iowa yesterday. The timing of the donation is also important, as May 1st marks the beginning of Egg Month. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nag said it's a great example of the many ways that farmers meet the needs of people across the state.
This is not an unusual thing to be doing, but I think it's a great way to kick things off. Over 4,000 dozen eggs just alone in this one contribution related to Sack Hunger. But it does just underscore that these are items that are in high demand at food pantries across the state. You know, when I visit, I routinely hear from folks that protein is in high demand: meat, milk, eggs. And we all know, and certainly it's true in our household, that eggs are incredibly versatile. You can have them for the main course, the side dish, or ingredients, and they're just really easy, especially for kids, to be able to enjoy and even prepare themselves. And so this is just a really good, just a good example of how the Iowa agriculture community gives back in big and small ways every day.
Iowa Egg Council Executive Director Kevin Stiles said Egg Month is a fantastic time to recognize the egg farmers themselves as well as the products they produce.
One of the things we've got currently underway is our Iowa's Best Omelet. And so we've narrowed that down to finalists. The judges are actually going across the state during the first part of May. We'll be visiting those finalists. It's kind of a secret panel. So they're going into restaurants and evaluating those omelets. And towards the end of the month, we'll make an announcement of Iowa's Best Omelet.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.